Your body knows how to be healthy. I'm your host, Martha Blessing, and this is the Place to Be Free podcast, a show that is passionately devoted to illuminating the potential within you. We're shaking up and breaking up old paradigms so you can free up your mind and body to create profound well-being and a ridiculously happy and successful life. Hi, and welcome to this episode of the podcast. And I am reading and teaching today from one of my favorite authors and spiritual teachers. His name is Robert Russell, and it is from the book, You Too Can Be Prosperous. And why am I sharing this today? Well, when we look at the law of polarity, no matter what it is that we choose, no matter what it is that we are trying to create, there are two ends of the spectrum, and they are both in existence at the same time. So if we have lack and scarcity, at the same time, we have the prosperity and the abundance. They are both occurring at the same time. And the only difference is that our focus has been on the lack and scarcity, and we have not become the frequency and the vibration at the other end of the spectrum to prosperity. And our health is the same way. When we boil it down, looking at these universal laws, health is on the continuum in the law of polarity. It is at one end, the prosperity end. And illness is at the other end, and that is the lack end, the scarcity end, based on the idea and the belief that we are missing something. Our attention is being focused on the illness or being focused on the lack and the scarcity of having health and well-being. And I wanted to dig a little deeper into this for you and with you so that you can understand if you are a person who has said, oh, I've tried everything for my healing, you haven't tried this. And that's a little bit of a badass kind of a statement, but having been one who has been at both ends of this spectrum, it's very, very important to understand and start to entertain the idea that there is something else and there is something more. And this is actually what it is, because people are living with the sense that there is something more and they're trying to figure out what it is. And it's not the doctors and it's not another modality. It is these universal laws that they have not learned to understand yet. And that's what's getting in the way. So I want to share with you the idea of the magic box. And this is from Robert Russell, You Too Can Be Prosperous. And he writes, if you had a little magic box in your home that produced whatever you wanted, whenever you opened the lid, what would happen to your state of consciousness, your thoughts and feelings? Now, when we're talking about consciousness, what we're really talking about is our awareness, all right? You can substitute that word awareness. So he says, what would happen to your consciousness, your thoughts, and your feelings? The first thing that would happen would be a complete change in your thinking. All fear would go out of it, all worry, all lack, and all sense of insecurity. Knowing that you could go to your little box as often as you needed would eliminate all sense of limitation and strain from your mind. There would be no more poverty in your life. There would be no more illness in your life. Having what you wanted when you wanted it would not only lift you above the plane of physical need and material need, but would, if the power were used wisely, make you a better, more useful, and more effective person. Do I hear you say that this is all a lot of nonsense? Well, the truth is, the box is a symbol of your consciousness. And to approach it in the right way with the right idea in mind is to cause the box to open and to remove all you want from your life. So what is he really saying here is your mind, your thoughts, your awareness, and your beliefs that you bring to each and every situation is what is creating your magic box. And we can be at choice as to what we put in and take out of our consciousness. And that, based on the law of cause and effect, is what will create a new situation for you. It's all about the frequency. So he goes on to say, the principle of demonstrating prosperity is exact and unalterable as the principles of algebra and arithmetic. There are certain laws that govern the acquisition of riches and health. Once these laws are mastered and applied, riches follow with mathematical certainty. Keep in mind, riches is not just about money here. It is about health and well-being because they are both your birthright. He goes on to say and explain these. Perpetual prosperity is built upon three things: recognition, acceptance, and sharing. Recognition, acceptance, and sharing. So what does he mean by that? First, the recognition part is for you to be able to look at and see and understand that everything you want is already here. Based on this law of polarity, which is one of the universal laws. Now, if you've listened to any of the other podcasts, you know that universal laws apply to everyone. They're like the sunshine. It does not choose who to shine on and who not to shine on. It shines on everyone, no matter where you are. And the laws work the exact same way. The law of gravity works the exact same way. It applies to everyone, unless you happen to be an astronaut out in space. If you get on the roof and you jump, you will hit the ground. The law of gravity will apply to anyone who does this. It does not differentiate. Okay. So this idea of recognition is first for you to recognize that there is order in your body. There is order in the universe. And this order is created through God and through the universal laws. And there's order in your body. Your heart beats by itself without you having to do anything. Your breath moves in and out of your body while you're sleeping without you having to regulate it. Now, we have been programmed to believe that there isn't any order and that we're just screwed, right? Like, our bodies are going to get sick and break down, and there's nothing we can do, and we have no control. But that is not actually the truth. And we have numerous accounts of people who have spontaneous healing. Why has that happened? Because they have tuned into this recognition, and they have moved within and found the truth inside themselves and the frequency of what that truth is, the vibration, the energy, right? You will hear me speak of this energy and frequency in all of the podcasts that we talk about. So this perpetual state of well-being and prosperity is built upon the three things, the recognition. Recognition is the first step. You have to acknowledge to yourself that your body knows how to be healthy. You have to believe that it's possible for you no matter what you have done previously. And then you have to move into the acceptance, which is the second stage. And acceptance is allowing it to happen. Well, how do we do that, right? This is the most difficult, challenging part of when I'm mentoring and coaching with people, for them to accept that they are a part of this and that they actually do have a say and they do have control, and that their mind and their consciousness and their awareness is what is creating or destroying their health. The acceptance of it's here for you, it is possible for you, and receiving the good. What keeps us usually separate from that is the core wound that is active within our subconscious mind. We are either focused on how unlovable we are. We are focused on how unworthy we are, how we don't deserve it. And where do we get these things from, these beliefs from? Well, they're coming from our childhood. They're coming from a story that we've made up about how we don't deserve it. We don't deserve good things because we're unlovable, we're unworthy, and we're buried in the shame and the guilt that got dumped on us when we were younger. So the healing and the moving towards the health and well-being and the prosperity and abundance that you desire is in moving through these stages and then getting to the third stage, which is sharing. And Robert Russell talks about the greatest of these three is the sharing. And why is that so? Because sharing is the power that increases and multiplies and prospers. And it, quite honestly, it's why I do this work. It's why I get out of bed every day, because I have found the way out. I have found how to move through these stages and become the person who is the frequency and the vibration of the magic box of changing my consciousness and my awareness. And that's what it took for me to get out of a wheelchair, to heal cancer, to move through these things, was to find it inside myself. So I share this podcast. I share all of the free things that I give away to people and my teaching and my content, because I'm paying it forward. It's a gift. I can't outgive God for all that I have received. And he goes on to say, unshared prosperity pales and pines and carries no blessing in it. We all want wealth in one form or another. And whether it's financial wealth or physical health and wealth, it comes not through special abilities, talents, thrift, influence, environment, favorable conditions, or physical effort. It comes as a result of thinking, acting, and believing in a certain way. So how does this show up and how does this relate when we're trying to heal? I have a perfect example to share with you. A woman reached out to me looking for some advice with Ayurvedic medicine. And I used to have an Ayurvedic wellness center here in my local community. So she somehow must have found my phone number on the internet and reached out about an Ayurvedic consult. And at first I thought, I'm not going to return her call because I don't focus my work in that area any longer. So I sat on it a couple of days and I thought about it, and I intuitively knew that I had to reach out and speak with her and return her message. And I needed to pay it forward, right? I needed to share. And so in that sharing, I explained to her that I could help her, but it would not be solely through Ayurvedic medicine. And I explained to her that as a medical medium and intuitive now, the work that I do is helping people uncover their core cause of what's creating their symptoms and their imbalances, and then help them remove the obstacles, blocks, and barriers that are getting in the way of that. And so as a result of that, she could come into alignment with the health that is already here waiting for her. Our conversation went back and forth, and she told me a little bit about she was having these digestive disorders and she had tried everything. And I said, well, you haven't tried this. And I explained to her the very first step would be for us working together would be to book that session for a reading so that I could help her uncover the core cause. And then we could create a plan. And if I wasn't the person to help her, that I would put her in touch with whoever would be the right person. I would give her a referral for that. And she said, well, I have to think about this. I have to chew on it. And here's the part where the thinking comes in, right? She's now been given a new opportunity. And if she were using this magic box, she would just say, okay, I'm going to trust. I'm going to move forward and do this and invest in myself. And I'm going to try something new. But because she was unaware of the magic box of her consciousness and her thinking immediately backtracked to the past. Her thinking immediately backtracked to, it hasn't worked out before. I'm not sure that I can have this happen for myself. I'm not sure that it's possible for me. What if it goes wrong? What if I invest this money and it's the same story? So her consciousness, her awareness is focused on the past. It's not focused on trust in her body or in something new that's unfamiliar. And so this is that first piece, is that it comes as a result of thinking. So her thinking has gone back to the default of the core wound. And of course, I can feel it on the phone talking with someone. I can feel the core wound. And interestingly enough, it's in her solar plexus, right? Which is her center for self-worth and self-esteem in the gut. So where does this now fall apart and she doesn't get what she wants out of the magic box? From her thinking, she's taking action or non-action. So literally, I'm handing her the keys to the kingdom and telling her I can tell her exactly what's causing the problem and how to remove it. And she doesn't believe me because her thinking, her consciousness, and her programming is at a lower vibration of the programming of what's going on in the world by pharmaceuticals, by AMA, by go to the doctor, continue taking these medications. And she just keeps getting worse and worse and worse and worse. But her thinking has not stumbled on why isn't this working? So her actions are the non-action of trust. Now, if we go back to this law of recognition, acceptance, and sharing, she's not recognizing that there is a universal law at work. She has no idea that this is happening. And she's certainly not in acceptance of it, that it's possible for her, because she's focused on what her results have been in the past. So she can't elevate herself to act from this newer, higher level of consciousness. And she can't believe in a higher level of consciousness. It's not being shown to her. But people who follow this recognition, acceptance, and sharing, and they move through the thinking, acting, and believing with this new higher state of consciousness, whether it's unconscious or consciously, purposefully or accidentally, they will get definite results. And this is what happened to me, right? The first 10 years were a very long, hard, arduous journey to a new level, higher level of thinking and consciousness and awareness. And that got me out of daily chronic pain. But then I had to go to the next level of acceptance. I came to recognition. I had to go to acceptance. So the people who aren't able to absorb or grasp or listen to these words will remain in the same place, in the same state. And this is what we're seeing, the power of what the programming is in the collective right now has such a hold on so many people. And this woman, I could tell she was so close. She wanted to trust, but she just couldn't bring herself to it. So it's not a matter of being smart or stupid or strong or weak. It's a matter of doing things in a certain way and of holding to that way through thick and thin. Because what's going to be demonstrated is you're going to think that it's illness, right? You're going to think that it's absolutely crazy. If I look at people and I say, you know what, this, none of this is real. This illness isn't real. They look at me like, no, Martha, I trust me, I'm experiencing it. It's real. And I'm saying, yes, at this level of consciousness, it does appear to be real, but there is a place on the other end of the continuum, on the other place of where you are, where this does not exist. And you have to begin to bring your attention to the solution and the place where these symptoms no longer exist. But what's happening is they're focused on the symptoms, the symptoms, the symptoms, the symptoms. So they're thinking about symptoms. They're acting from the place of thinking about symptoms. They don't recognize or accept that there is a better, higher level of energy for themselves and they stay where they are. The law of cause and effect works in the same way for all persons at all times. Anybody who follows the law of cause and effect will infallibly demonstrate abundant supply, prosperity in both physical, financial, in all areas of their life. At the moment, you may be disappointed, disheartened, discouraged, depressed. You may not know which way to turn, and you may be without connections, prospects, opportunities, health, or money. And you may be flat on your back. But if you begin to apply these principles and do things after the laws, your whole situation will begin to improve. If you need friends, you will find them. If you need money, you will get it. If you are in the wrong position, you will find the right one. If you are in the wrong place, you will find the right place. You can begin to secure these results by starting right now where you are to do things in the way that brings success. So by now you're asking me, well, what is that way? What's going to bring success? And I get asked this question all the time. Tell me how, tell me how. What brings success is the way of the consciousness. Consciousness, you have to understand, is your life. It is the creative life of God. It's who you are. It's how you work. It's what you have. Everything in your life is related to your state of consciousness. It's what you do. It's how you act. It's what comes to you. It's what leaves you. It's the kind of friends and opportunities you attract and the kind of problems even that you have. Consciousness and your consciousness is the determining factor in every circumstance, experience, and condition in your life. It decides whether you are successful or unsuccessful, rich or poor, happy or sad, strong or weak, for all are but the expression of your consciousness of the universe in which you live. So understand this, as Russell says, life is a state of consciousness. And he goes on to talk about the magic box. He says, now lean back in your chair, relax for a few moments, and let me ask you a few questions. What is troubling you at the moment? What are you worrying about? What are you fearful of? Is it unemployment? Is it discord? Is it unhappiness? Is it a lack of health, a lack of income? Then I say, look to your consciousness. If you are suffering from lack in any form, it is because you are at this moment out picturing what you have in your consciousness. Okay, so understand this idea of the fact that you are out picturing what's in your consciousness. This is, again, the law of cause and effect. So if you are in illness, if you, like this woman who reached out to me, she keeps in her consciousness focusing on illness, illness, illness. I don't know how, I've tried everything. And literally that frequency and that vibration is being held in her consciousness, in her mind, in her awareness. She's sending it out to God and it's coming back to her of the same frequency, of the same kind. Our thoughts is the first part of the law of cause and effect. Our thoughts are the cause. Our consciousness is the cause. So when we're experiencing things that we don't want, it's because we are expressing in our experience exactly what we're holding within. We're holding that lack, we're holding that illness, we're holding that scarcity, we're holding that belief. And the universe is always saying yes. And so it says, yes, okay. Okay, Martha, we'll bring you more of the same because that's what you're focused on. So Russell goes on to say, life is a state of consciousness. Write the words deeply in your heart. Without consciousness, there would be no life. When you reduce everything in the universe to its lowest common denominator, you say, I am. And these are very, very powerful words. It's why we don't say, I have fibromyalgia. I have reflux. I have arthritis, because the I am and the I have are exactly the same. You are speaking it into your consciousness. You are speaking it literally into your vibration and your awareness. When you express consciousness, you use the words I am. Now, here's what's so, so important, where we have given away our power in this culture and society with illness, is there's programming on TV in every single turn about check to see if such and such is right for you. You know, check with your doctor to see if this is right for you and that is right for you. They are speaking illness into you. They're programming you. And we're tolerating it. We're allowing it. We're allowing this to come into our frequency and consciousness, believe that it's the truth and believe that it's real. So one of the first steps is to really focus on your I am and start saying, I am healthy. I am healthy. I am healthy. Now, do you see the difference in that? When you are looking at the law of polarity, if you say, I am sick, that's at the end of what's lacking in scarcity. When you say, I am healthy, you're at the opposite end of consciousness and vibration. And you're going to bring that in the more you say it. The more you say it, despite you may not feel well. You keep saying, I am healthy, I'm healthy, I'm healthy. You're literally putting that out to the universe and holding it in your heart. You're changing the frequency. No one else can think for you, and no one else can use your I am. This is what's most important, is that magic box is your consciousness and it is your I am. So I want you to think about, as we wind up here, what is your I am? What do you want to have as your truth in your body and your mind and your being and your spirit and your life? Because this is how the poor man becomes rich and how the sick man becomes well. St. Paul said, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. How does one renew his mind? By changing his thought, reprogramming your thought. In every single moment, you have free will to choose your thoughts. And this is how you change your consciousness. This is how you change your vibration and your frequency. When we renew our mind, when we change our thoughts, then this is what changes our state of victim into freedom. You change your thought and you keep it changed. I want you to remember that we will always get the things and conditions that belong to our consciousness. If we have the consciousness of money, we will get money. If we have the consciousness of health, we will get health. The Bible tells us that a man is what he thinks in his heart. And what he thinks in his heart, that's our consciousness. Our high heart is our consciousness. And that is what we will attract from life. The way out of impoverished conditions, the way out of illness, is through a change in the consciousness. And it is the only way that you can change anything in your life. So here's what I'm going to encourage you to do. Your homework is to find the offending thoughts or beliefs that you've been holding about whatever it is that you dislike in your life, and reverse it. Change your thought out of it and keep it changed into something better. Speak the words with conviction and acceptance. Put into your words, your I am, exactly what it is that you want and expect to take out of it. That's the key to the magic box. Thanks for listening, and I will see you in the next episode of the Place to Be Free podcast. Thanks for listening to the Place to Be Free podcast. And if you liked what you heard and you want to know more, go to marthablessing.com/freestuff.